The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Every Saturday morning, 8:39 on WRHI, AM 1340, 100.1 FM, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Beautiful Saturday morning this way. And since Mr. Rector could be here today for another golf tournament, my brother Tommy agrees to get me through this. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
He's hard to get on here, but he's very good to get on here. But you might get some grass cut today. It's sunshine.
Yeah, the grass is a battle. We get, well, I cut mine and yours and the ditch and all, and it, you know, the ditch was probably 6-7. Maybe even 8 inches. Well, it's probably taller than that in some places. And it took 4 hours to cut what I usually cut, an hour and a half. But, you know, it's nothing you can do. It's raining every day. So, but if you do have real tall grass, I do recommend that you raise your mower high, cut it, and then come back and cut it again. You won't have quite as many piles of clods of grass, but... Yeah, it's easier on your mower, too. You're putting a lot of pressure on spindles and bearings and all that when you're cutting belts. Real tall grass. So, I'm going to try and cut some more today, but we'll see. We got a big rain last night, too. So.
Yeah, bore last night. It rained for a couple hours.
Yeah, it was a big storm with a lot of lightning, so.
Matt, you said they called off the jamboree last night with the lightning.
Yeah, we had that Football City USA kickoff and sunny skies, hot out there. And Rock Hill High, they got to play their game. It ended up being 34-0. They beat Spring Valley, so that was good. But then as soon as Northwestern and Huff came out there for the coin toss, lightning. And then more lightning, then rain, then wind, and took a couple tents out there. And we, after about an hour and a half, we said, you know, let's pack it up. Yeah, we're not going to get these games in tonight. So, unfortunately, that was the last real dress rehearsal for Northwestern, South Point, and Rock Hill. But only Rock Hill got to play last night. So, that was a tough one. That was the first time it had been rained out in 8 years.
Well,
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, we've been putting it on 8 years, and this is the first time it's been rained out.
Let's hope jamboree.
Used to be called the jamboree a long time ago.
Yeah, it did. And
the Herald sponsored it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They sure did.
And we're into a bunch of those.
Quite a few.
And it got big. It got to where it split into 2 days, and
it did.
I think six teams would play on one night. Six teams versus six other teams, and then six versus another six. And
yep,
you had Chester, Louisville, and
everybody.
Now all the communities, they kind of have their own. I think York has one now. I think Fort Mill, they have their own, and. Some down in Lancaster County, I think they have one. So everybody's got one kind of popping up. But it's neat to go to wherever you're at and whoever you support.
Are you going to do Northwestern again this year?
I've got a lot of those games, yes, sir. And, you know, I'll start the season off Rock Hill and River Bluff. You know, in six short days, the season starts. It'll be our 80th season doing football, and they started 1945. It was Rock Hill High versus Columbia was the first game on the air. So the first game out of the gate this year. It's going to be Rock Hill versus River Bluff, which is in Columbia. So everything kind of comes full circle.
Yeah. We sponsored a bunch of those games.
Yes, sir.
For a lot of years.
Well, as somebody that was part of some of those games y'all sponsored, thank you so much. Thank you.
You did play off his stack.
I did for Coach Wallace and Northwestern Trojans. And just learned a lot. Learned a lot about life when kids get out there and they work as a team, work together, work with people that don't necessarily look or think like you. And you got a common goal and you learn discipline and punctuality, when to show up, how to do your job. Somehow that's a lost art these days, it seems like.
That's for sure.
You did your job. Moose would leave you alone. You didn't, you were in for it.
That's right. If he quit talking to you, you knew he was mad at you. If he was acting mad at you, you knew he loved you. He loved you.
Yeah. He's a great guy, but anyway. We did it about the 35 years.
Yeah. Something like that. Mm-hmm. But getting back on the grass, too, it's coming time on fescue, especially aerate and overseed, fertilize. If you're going to rent an aerator, I would line it up soon because they're going to be backed up. You'll have a while before you can get a hold of one. So, but it's going to have to dry out some before you can aerate anyway. But it is getting time to aerate and overseed and fertilize and get everything ready for fall to come in good and be ready for spring. So, it's generally September 15th, October 1st is ideal. I'll be honest, we aerated and overseeded one, and it was November 5th, I think it was, because we were so hot and dry that nothing came up. And the guy called me every week, it's not coming up. I said, it's not until it cools down. And then we got probably an inch rain and cool weather, and it came up the next day. So, but you try to get it out on time, and sometimes the weather just doesn't let you do that. But it did come in and make a good-looking yard. And so, just bear with it, but go ahead and plan ahead and try and get everything lined up because, like I say, it's kind of like landscaping, and it's coming up too. Ideally, we told people for years, October through winter, early spring is ideal time. Mm-hmm. And, we had a lot of people call in the spring and wanted some mulch put out, pruning, this, that, and other. And we said, well, how soon you need it? Well, I need it by Friday. I'm saying, well, we can't help you because we're 14 weeks backed up. And, mm-hmm. So you need to, if you're planning on doing any landscaping or any maintenance or anything that way as far as pruning, mulching, pine needling, you need to call ahead of time to get your name on the slot or you're going to be waiting a long time, unfortunately.
Okay, it's that time. We'll be right back to the garden beach.
Shining down like water.
David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough-cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather, all AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
It's not supposed to be today, but it has been regularly. Rainy nights, that is. It looks like it's a pretty day today.
Yeah, I don't think they're calling for rain again until Tuesday. Yeah, and I don't know how big a percentage it'll change between now and then, probably.
They like 20% and 30%, but it seems to rain here today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going in the golf town world?
Yeah, we're over here at Lake Greenwood. And I heard y'all talking about the storm in Rock Hill last night, where they had a lightning show over here last night, too. So looks like we can't get away from this rain.
Yeah, and Mr. Rector, he checked in on me last night about, I guess, about 9:30, yeah, and asked about what the weather was doing up here. And I said, yeah, you could probably guess.
So. Yeah, well, We got done playing and we're eating. I said, I need to find out about the game. I cut it on and they had something else on. I couldn't figure out what was going on. So it's always good to have an inside source.
Well, I appreciate it. But we tried to do our best. But
yeah, but that was bad.
Yeah, Mother Nature's undefeated.
Yeah, you're right.
She always
Mother
is.
Mother Nature is undefeated, yeah. So.
You can't be
right. Yeah, I hate it. Yeah, hate I had to miss again this week, but my granddaughter took precedence, and she plays at this little course called the Fort Club over in 96, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah. How'd she
do? Good. Well, she plays this morning. We start like at 10 o'clock, and then she plays tomorrow. So, yeah, last night we came and practiced a little bit. And course was really wet, man, so...
Yeah,
the course looked good. I'm glad they got everything cut, but it's been hard on golf courses and lawn people trying to keep all this stuff cut is crazy right now.
Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd check in on you. Hey, I missed you, Steve. I'll see you next week there, and thank you, Tommy, for filling in for me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah,
and I know a great place where you can rent an aerator.
if you hadn't already rented it.
Yeah, tell us about it.
You can actually rent some seed and fertilizer too, so we got all that stuff for you. So
no.
we'll have our seed here in about another week, and got really good prices this year. They dropped down, believe it or not, so this is another made in America product, so I guess we can drop the price of it, so that's a good thing. And got aerators, and like Tommy said, we're tuning them up right now, getting them ready, so just get your name on a list and usually start probably mid-September and start doing it. But now's a great time to spray weeds if you have weeds in your yard and all that stuff. So
I got plenty.
You're trying to get ahead of it.
It'll quit raining.
Everybody's got plenty of weeds, and you know, all the pre-emergents that I always tell people to put out, they're all gone. They just, all this rain has just flushed them out, and so it's just, you can't stop the weeds from coming. It's humid and hot and wet, and just the way it is. So.
And crabgrass has been terrible this year.
Yeah, I saw some on the golf course here. They don't have it on their greens, but it was a lot of places just, like I said, that pre-emergence already washed out. Now it's coming up around it, so
Now you said we could rent seed from you. Does that imply that you'll take it back?
Yes,
you cannot rent seed from Carolina Fresh Farms. Let's go ahead and throw that disclaimer out there.
We're gonna hold him to it.
but when your yard comes up beautiful and you want to help me advertise, I'm gonna get some signs made. And, you know, I can hand them out to people and they can help me. This yard powered by Carolina Fresh, maybe something
yes,
like that.
Yes.
Well, all right, guys. Well, I'll let you go. You carry on, and thank you for taking care of it when I'm not there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Love y'all. Bye. See you
all
next
right,
week.
Love you. All right.
How many times did he help us go call when he didn't?
Yeah, he finally followed through. How about that?
We'll be right back to the garbage pit.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. Chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name.
And we're back to the gorgeous bench. Okay, Thomas did a good job on the grass. Got any more?
Yeah, the grass, like Rector said a minute ago, the pretty much it's long gone. It usually lasts 90 to 120 days, and with all the rain, it probably was gone in 80 days. That's why so much crabgrass and other weeds, my yard's full of it. That's just the way it is. I mean, it's good stuff, but you don't expect to have rain 4 weeks in a row. Seemed like every night or every morning, so. But landscaping, you know, we always told people, you know, we always drew a plan for them, but it's not a must, but it's a whole lot easier to lay out your beds and all that way. And the same way, you definitely need to, if you're thinking about redoing your landscape or new house and you want it landscaped, you need to go ahead and definitely start finding somebody that can help you with that. It takes a little while to draw them up and, you know, price them out and all that, but it pays big dividends in the long run. We used to give them color pictures of all the plants we were talking about doing, too. So, you know, give them a better idea. And, yeah, you got to – if you do it yourself, there's a lot of homework involved because you got to know if it's going to be in sun, shade. You know, if it's partial sun, partial shade, you got to pick plants that'll tolerate that. And, you know, I've seen a lot of hosta out in full sun, and they look good till about July, and then they're nothing but brown. And a lot of times, some of them will even die. But, you know, your hydrangeas, you know, the mop heads or the ones, old-timey ones, they like shade, part shade. Usually we put them early morning sun, late afternoon shade. Now, yeah, limelight, little limes, strawberry sundae, those varieties, that's a PG hydrangea, and they will take more sun. But I still generally don't put them in direct sun all day long. But you know, and you've got to figure out heights and widths and all that too. So ideally, we'd be to get a professional help with it. You know, not to say you can't do it yourself. You just got to do a lot more time spent. And the problem with the internet, you can go on 10 different sites and get 10 different sizes of the same plant. So, and the proven winners, we went through this for years. They said Pugster, amethyst, butterfly, dwarf butterfly bush wouldn't get over 2 feet high and 3 feet wide. And I can show you some now that are about 3.5 by 4 feet wide. So, yeah. And it's part of that, they're given a wide area, not just our area, but you know, the southeast and even out west too. So it varies, but, you know, and that's things you got to think about. And we always planted the plants at least 3 feet off the house, and depending on how big they got, we'd even come 4 feet off the house. So you had room to get behind, wash windows, wash vinyl or brick or whatever off, and you had room to get back there to do it. And it's, you know, back in the days, a lot of the contractors, they put the plants a foot and a half off the house, and then everything grew out toward trying to get sun, and you couldn't get near the windows. But, yeah, those are things to think about. Yeah, there's a lot of new stuff out, but the old reliables work well, too. So,
well, we got roped into a thing. The proven winner premiums.
Yeah, they talked us into that one, and that one did not go well. We lost a lot of money on that deal, but and like I say, years ago, they came out with Sundowner series of coneflower. It was red, yellow, and orange. Supposed to be the greatest thing. Sliced white bread and. We couldn't even get them to live in a pot, much less in the landscape. And then 2 years later, they came back and said they weren't cold tolerant for here. So, yeah, you just got to watch some of the new stuff or expect you might run into a problem like that. But with the cost of plants nowadays, you want to be pretty certain that they will do well here. We're zone 7A, 7B. Generally, we wouldn't mess with anything that was – 8, because more than likely, sometime or another, it might make it 2 or 3 years, but sooner or later, the cold weather is going to take it out. I had a lady, this was years ago, and she was talking about a vine, and it was a jasmine, and I'd never heard of it. And I looked it up, and it was zone 13, so that's almost down to Miami, down that area. And there's no way it would live up here. It would have to be considered an annual. And you know, a lot of, well, the purple fountain grass, everybody loved it. But it is definitely an annual up here. It will not make it through the winter. If it gets 32 degrees, usually it's gone. And, you know, you can do them for that and plant them every year, and they look good. But, you know, if you want something to last, and I hate to say it, but I hadn't really seen a good purple grass as long as we've been in business that we make it through. We tried several varieties, and like I say, 1 year they did good, and then the next year they died. So you know, you just got to be, you know, like I say, do your homework or find a professional that can help you come up with ideas and design that way. And
it's that time again. We'll be right back to the garden speech.
Rustic Roots Warehouse. We offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, welcome back to the Garden Bench. We'll close this show out here real quick. Thank that Tommy filling in for Mr. Director. We just stayed on subject today, miracles don't cease. That tells you, man, who's responsible.
I was about to say, now we know who the common denominator is when we get off topic.
Yeah. Is it a word about concerts or anything else?
One of the things, too, coming up, it's October is usually an ideal time to plant bulbs like daffodils, narcissus. Can't even do tulips now. Past experience on tulips, unless you got real good soil, usually first year great, second year fair, and third year they kind of play out. So, yeah, and I'm sure there may be some new varieties because I had a customer, gosh, this is 85, 86, I guess. And she bought some from Michigan Bulb, and they were, I think they were $5 or $6 a piece back then. And like I say, they looked great the first year, second year fair, and the third year one here and there came back, but it wasn't many. But yeah, it is a good time to get them in the ground and get them established for next spring. So. And that's one other thing, you know, perennials and stuff like that, you know, a lot of them will be dying back soon, but you can still plant those this time of the year. And the, I'll cut that off there since we're running out of time.
So. And we'll see you next week on the radio.
Not me.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.